and welcome to the second Craft Haze podcast featuring the three members of Craft Haze, Dave Hebron, Mike Slessor and myself, John Parks. Thank you very much for joining us again this evening, this afternoon, this morning, whenever you're listening to it. We are recording this evening, so we'll call it this evening. But thanks for coming on board. If you've listened to the first one, thank you very much. You know, it was our inaugural, our first. We attempted to talk about beer, amongst other things. We're progressing now to the second podcast. We feel like we're experienced. We're not really. We've had a few weeks in between. But welcome. Dave, Mike, how are we both feeling? Okay, Mike, all good?
Yeah, very well, very well. Looking forward. Now we've got a bit of experience under our belt. Looking forward to the second podcast.
Yeah, I can see a beer in your hand. What you got there?
Absolutely. Got a 40 Watt Moon. Dipper, which we'll no doubt touch on later. Very juicy, going down well. Had a couple already, so feeling a bit loose.
Yeah, I must say, this is
late night edition.
Late night edition of Craft Haze podcast. Dave, I can see you've just necked a beer, which is good. That's good. That's a good sign, which means we're going to get some purely
so we can have that can noise. Hopefully, we've picked up that little can opening noise, you know, that little.
We got that.
A little shh noise. Just pouring myself a duper. Obviously we was penciled in to do. I'd planned my night based on the fact we were going to start this at 9:15. It's now 10:05. So I have had an extra beer than expected. But
yeah, this has become quite a boozy Thursday night, which is great news for the podcast listeners.
Yep. So yeah, hopefully it'll go well. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah, mate. Brilliant. Wonderful stuff. Well, there you go. It's gone all over the keyboard, but never mind. That is the third can of the evening. You'll be very pleased to hear it. It is also a duper. And this evening, it is all about the dipper. We're going to touch upon the dipper, a little bit of history, our sort of personal experiences, I guess, with the beer itself. Very popular choice. It's great to hear you guys have got some fine choices of dipper this evening, by the way. How's that full moon going down well? That's the looks of it.
Yeah, very good. Very good, to be honest.
Full moon, by the way. That's the beer kicking in. 40 watt moon, I should say.
40 watt
full moon.
Full moon. Yeah, it's very good. No, I suppose I chose this just because a bit of history with the 20 watt moon, I think for all of us, was a big score.
Yeah.
It was probably not first introduction to Verdun, but I remember it was biggest scoring beer from Verdun that I'd had. And obviously this being the follow on as the dipper to the IPA. But I think actually the 20 watt moon, I think it was from your beer tasting, wasn't it, Dave? I seem to remember.
I've got to be honest, I can't remember ordering it. Everyone says it was from mine, so I will take full credit because it was one of the best beers we've ever had, wasn't it, on beer tasting? So I will take.
Yeah. Very highly scored.
Yeah.
So I've been keen to try it for a while, actually, because of, I think it's probably my highest score on an Untappd. And,
21 Moons, you're a highest score on Untappd?
I think so, I think it is. Really, really enjoyed it. This is going down really well.
I mean, I think there's two things there. You've either scored that highly because it was in your virgin days of scoring where you didn't realise the
possibility
of beers, or it's a good beer, I suppose. Yeah, fair point. I mean, 40 watt moon might be off the scale. You might have to make something separate here.
It's going down well for sure.
Could this be your first five?
It could be. Oh, it could well be.
Podcast to be continued.
It's definitely pushing 4.75. Yeah, but it's fantastic. Going down well. I suppose we're talking about it tonight, aren't we? In terms of the dipper, and you know, I mean, I suppose Dave, what are you on tonight then? Which is your dipper?
So I've gone to Duper, which is quite ironic because on the last podcast I did Looper. So like, just if they've got a
Duper,
Yeah, if they've got a trooper by the time we next time we do a podcast, it'll be Looper Duper Trooper. It'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
I think you've created a name for them, then, actually. Yeah. I mean, the Full Circle Tipper.
Make sure we tag Full Circle in this tag into this podcast, because I've just created their tipper for them, the Trooper.
I think they'd love that. Work. Absolutely. There's your tipper, Full Circle, if you're listening. Wonderful stuff.
But yeah, I mean, I'm on the duper. I guess we'll circle back to that. You know, I'm looking at JP thinking we've shot a bit early onto this, had we?
We have. We pushed onto the beers. Let's just remind ourselves. So this evening we've got ourselves a podcast beer box, which you can happily go onto our website and order.
What's in the box?
Just could you ask me just a second once I bring it up?
It's Duper.
We've got the Duper. We've got the Abyss Pixel Party. Yeah, and
but basically it's all based around there's two IPAs, aren't there? There's two dippers and there's two tippers, basically.
The bit of the
development. We've got Cloudwater, Everyday Affairs. We've got
I drank that earlier, actually. The Everyday Affairs.
Not had that yet.
Beast of that, to be fair.
Polly's the Fields, there are two IPAs. Then moving on to the dippers, we got Abyss Pixel Party and the one Dave's drinking tonight, the Full Circle Duper. And then finish off with the nice tippers, we got the Wylam Tales of Majestic Puck and we've got the Daya. Right brain feeds left brain.
Nice.
Yeah, nice box. It is, isn't it? Yeah, and it's, you know, it's what we're about, to be honest. Just circling back to what Craft Haze is about. We want to try and pick some really nice beers from the UK's best, if not microbreweries, to try and get it out there. And I think if you were to try and get these beers from the breweries, you would most likely have to pick six of that beer or six of, you know, a different beer from the brewery, whereas we've picked out beers from those breweries and they're there for you to take. So great box. Obviously, we're very biased, but that's a really good box to go for. Some great beers. Absolutely, those tippers.
Oh, yeah, the thing is, that box kind of, I guess we'll talk about it later on a bit of news from Tesco, but that box kind of symbolises what we are, really, in my opinion, in that it's a premium box of beer, isn't it? Like, I'm not going to sit here and try and tell you that it's cheap. But what it is it's six really, really good beers. And if you brought that box, you know, for a weekend, one on Thursday, two on Friday, three on Saturday, and you'd have a good weekend, wouldn't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well put there, Dave. Yeah, not too bad. So that's priced at £35.95. So yeah, go and take a look on our website for that. So what's happened since the last time we spoke? Guys, the one biggest thing, I guess, is that the pubs have reopened.
Yeah, we've all been chatting beer guns. I mean, Freddie, like, we went down the beer garden. Freddie looks like he's been on holiday to Spain for a week. He's got a right tan on his face, to be fair, like running around the field over the road.
It's been good weather, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's timed well, hasn't it? I mean, if they opened last week, it wouldn't have been so good, would it? But this week, it's timed brilliantly.
Yeah, and it looks good.
As it opened and it snowed that Monday morning, I thought, no chance. And to be fair, by the afternoon, it had warmed up. And so we were up at the pub.
Well, we played football Monday, didn't we, JP? And I didn't go to the pub on Monday because playing football, but I drove past a few pubs and all of them were full, which was great to see. You know, obviously, we tried to do our bit to support that. By closing the website for a couple of days.
Yeah, mate. Did you nick that from Tesco? Did you, Dave?
Was it
Tesco nick that from you? Because I'm pretty sure we put that up before they did.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking about that since literally the end of January, haven't I? Really? Had this idea that we're going
to. I got to vouch for you. I'd love to gill you and say what you're on about, but actually, you brought that up early Jan, saying, "Trust me, when the pubs reopen." Forget Craft Haze, it's all about the pubs reopening and let's get that little marketing campaign going.
It's when that WhatsApp turned up. You'll never believe it.
I was desperately hoping. I mean, if you look at it, the Tesco thing's gone viral and if we'd got 5% of that, you know, we'd have been laughing like, but yeah, you know.
Yeah, because No, it was a really good idea.
And it's, I think not actually, it's not necessarily about us this time, unfortunately. It was about supporting pubs that are, you know, probably on them in a different
way. Yeah, it's great to see them back open, isn't it? For sure.
It is. No, it is. A pint of beer. It's ridiculous. A pint of beer has become a novelty. You know, it's great to see Instagram pictures of people on beer gardens.
Definitely. And it's just great walking by. I mean, you know, you're out in town. It's just great to see all the people on flooded onto the street, you know, enjoying a beer. It's definitely good. It's come at the right time, for sure. Long time coming.
Yeah, yeah. The lot, few of us are getting down to the day our tap room soon, hopefully, Dave. And, so that's good. So a little bit of a news update, I guess, since the last time we spoke, which is good. And just before we get onto the beers that we're drinking and the style of beer that we're drinking, just to say, you know, what we've currently got on the website, I'm sure if you're all listening now, it's going to be, you know, probably in 5 days' time, it's going to be, what, the 20th probably of April, or you're going to get onto the third or fourth week of April. We've still got some fantastic Northern Monk beer that I would certainly recommend. If anybody hasn't tried a Session or a wheat beer that are available, these are two different beers that we've got available on the website, which are fantastic. Certainly recommend the Belgian Beer Project and Northern Monk.
Yeah, I mean, that one there, let's just quickly touch on that, I think, because last podcast we mentioned the Belgian tour, did we?
I think we did.
Obviously,
that's
what
where it all started.
Classically, Belgian beer tour, you know, what you do is you go to Winston Churchill's, the English bar, in the daytime, and you play pool and you drink
darts.
And you play darts and you drink their closest thing they've got to Irish harp. And after 10 pints of that, we wandered over to the Belgian Beer Project. Actually, I went home to change out of my joggers into a pair of jeans. But then I met you at Belgian Beer Project.
Yeah, so smart enough.
So 10 pints in, we went to Belgian Beer Project. And I remember us all saying, oh, yeah, this is great, but, you know, should we go to bed? We didn't give it the respect it was due, did we?
No, absolutely not. It would be so good to go back now as well. I mean, we've been talking about going back for a while, haven't we?
Having tasted that beer, the Northern Monk thing, you know, I'm very much looking forward to going back there, I think.
Definitely. Yeah, and I think absolutely. As soon as we saw that, you know, come on, Northern Monk collab with Belgian Beer Project, we were just all over it, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely great choice, Dave. Nice one for putting that on, because it is great. It's great. I've had a couple of cans of that already. So what's, I guess, including
your best beer, I've had a beer. JP, sorry, your best beer of the year so far?
I would honestly put that up there as one of my best beers up, you know, this year so far. 5.8%, I think it is, wheat beer. It's a gorgeous orange colour. It is beautiful in this sort of warmer weather. So if you're thinking of getting a beer ready for a Saturday afternoon in the sun, get yourself that can, because if you don't, I will be buying that. I've had it twice already. We've probably only got, what, 16 cans, 14 cans left. It's going to go, because I'm going to take it. Beat me to it, please. And, you know, we'll see whether we can get some offers on the go. But just talking the beers we've got on, what has everybody been drinking recently? Dave, you've had a couple of cans.
I had Everyday Affairs actually earlier tonight, Everyday Affairs was... It's good, isn't it? It's
good double dry hop, yeah.
Good deep. It's right. I brought a lot of Daya stuff earlier in the year, which was about to go out of date. So I've spent a lot of time drinking the Daya saturated series. So Citra, Matuka, drank those, which have been good, but you know they're not fresh beers. But yeah, good stuff. Good beers.
Sless, I've seen you post a couple of bits, enjoying a few
a couple of our latest polys. So just had the feels earlier on. Really nice. We've got Polly's Bouquet, the Deep Fake, which is the tipper.
I've been worried.
Yet to try, but looking forward to that.
I have been worried, Sless. I haven't seen Camden Hells for a while. I mean, is Ang drinking it all, not letting you get a look in, or are you just not checking that in now? What's the situation?
I've moved on. I've moved on. Basically, yeah, it was Camden Hells and Camden Pale. Beautiful beers, but I suppose since the, you know, we moved on now to the Neon Raptors. That's another one we've had, and we've got a couple of them on the website.
Nice, yeah.
Really nice. And to us, duration, we had Lean Into Fear before, and we've got that back on now. Really enjoy duration, and we've got a couple more from them. The Baubles and Vanity, I think, and the Dripping Pitch or something. But I haven't tried those two yet, but the Lean Into Fear, really, really like.
They've changed their water profile, haven't they, with Lean Into Fear? So it, whether people had it first time around, it might just be worth having a go second time because they changed the water profile on it. So whether that makes much difference, I'm certainly going to try it next week.
Just circling back there, that Neon Raptor, there's a Zobra, and I don't want to turn this into a craft aid what's on site thing, but that Neon Raptor Zobra, I think you get a lot of beer for your money, don't you?
It's $4.35.
Is it $4.35? Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good beer, really, for underneath $4.50.
Yeah, it's a great beer. And I was only going to mention, last bit about our website is the multi-packs, because we've done a little bit of work in trying to make some decent multi-packs for people who potentially want to just get a multi-pack rather than select their own beers. We've got the pails, we've got the IPAs, and then we've got the Daya, Polly's and Verdant. And, you know, if you listen to this, I know not many people will, but if you are listening to this and you're quite new to the craft beer game as well, you know, Daya, Polly's and Verdant are probably one of the, well, if not three breweries the in the top 10. They're the heavyweights, yeah. And there's a pack right there for £33, £32.95, which gets you two of each. They're fantastic beers. You know, I would certainly recommend having a little look at the multi-packs. They're there for, you know, they're there to help you select some of the crap that we've got on our store, as well as our lovely April multi-pack, which kind of coincides with this, really. So I guess without further ado, we'll probably want to move on to our theme of the evening, which we've all had a go at, which is great. And it's the double IPA, the Dipper, aka the Imperial. Crikey, I can't even say it, chaps. I've had a bit too much here. The Imperial IPA. And that's what it does to you. I think we've got the full-on effects right here. I've had two. I want our third Dipper this evening. So it is a bit of a boozy affair. Compared to our last one.
Live effects.
Live effects. I think the first podcast we were, you know, well and truly into our IPAs and our session IPAs, whereas this time we started.
It's the third podcast that's the concern when it's the tipper.
Absolutely. If we're all picking a tipper each and we decide to do it 2 hours later than planned, then yeah, we could be in trouble. But we're here.
Best thing to do about that is just not let's talk until the podcast starts, because that's what drags us on. Like, literally, I was ready to do the podcast about an hour ago, and then Sless just started talking.
I'm not even sure what about either.
To be fair, the Microsoft Excel sheets.
Two of us were eating dinner at 8 o'clock, so we were struggling well behind time. But we're here. It's great, to be fair. I mean, the double IPA for me, we'll get into a history, I guess, our experiences and the history of how we came across a double IPA at some point. But a lot of people call it the double IPA. A lot of people say, well, it's an Imperial IPA. I think the double IPA potentially came, the name certainly came around because of Imperial IPA. It's almost an IIPA. You know, it's a double IPA, if you know what I mean. I think that's pretty much where the name came from. But I think it was brewed, you know, sort of mid-90s. And I guess craft back in the mid-90s was just starting to rage in, you know, in America. A lot of people could argue, but, you know, in America, the IPA was massive, was coming about. And a double IPA, people were putting more hops, more malts.
Sorry, JP there. So that there, so would that have been a West Coast IPA or an East Coast?
The themes of different IPA would have come about. And I guess because of craft, people would have tried different ingredients and gone away from a traditional beer list. Like, you know, in fact, would you believe it? I went to a little local shop earlier to post a box, and it's great. It's a little section of beer. And there it was, sat on the shelf, a Baytham's Bitter. And I looked at this beer shelf they've got on their local beer shelf, and it's all... You know, I just looked at it. It's traditional beer. It's not craft. It's ale. You know, you've got Baytham's, you've got all these different ales. And it made me think, you know, these beers, they just sat here in the warmth, really. But they're traditional recipes, and that's what they are. Whereas we're talking about craft. We're talking about recipes as a base recipe of your barley malts, you know, water, and taking it to the next level with your different hops. And I think your double IPA, it's people coming in with extra hops, extra malt, and adding, you know, just more into the mix, really. Hence, I guess, why you get more booze out of it and then more expensive, because you're adding extra ingredients. And, you know, you could argue the taste is that bit more. I think you'll agree with me. The ratings are higher because people go, that's more.
There's more to it, isn't there? Yeah. There's definitely more to it.
I mean, part of me genuinely thinks not to bother with IPAs and pails and just drink dippers and tippers. Part of me genuinely thinks.
Apart from obviously the ones on our website, but
no. I genuinely think rather than drinking an IPA and pail and having a couple of those, I would rather just have a really good tipper.
The whole thing is changing, isn't it now? I mean, it's because the idea, and I was thinking, you know, when we were sort of talking about what was the first dipper we had. I think it's not that long ago that the idea of drinking 8, 10, 12% beer, you just wouldn't consider it.
It would be an absolute novelty, wouldn't it? No way.
But like 8%, I mean, I'm drinking, like we're saying, 40 Moon now. The 8%, I would have no idea this is 8% if someone served this to me without telling me.
What's Duvel? Because I guess when you're in the Weatherstones and stuff like that, that's like one of the higher, stronger beers, isn't it, when you're thinking about it?
Yeah, they've just released their 6.66% beer, haven't they, Duvel? But Duvel beer, I mean, Belgium's will tend to be a little bit stronger. Well, that's just a statement from nowhere. But I guess
but it's probably Duvel, like 8%, isn't it? I mean,
Duvel's 8.5.
Yeah. So you'd consider, I mean, you know, the point we made is like, I remember Duvel being like seriously strong beer.
Back
in the day. I guess that's part of the skill, though, isn't it, of these new craft breweries or whatever. You know, you wouldn't tell, you know, that I'm drinking 8% beer.
No, exactly. Like that. We went to Delirium and we had the Delirium beer. And, excuse me. You can tell it's a little bit beefier, but it's worth having a go. You feel like you want to just try it. Yeah. It's that little bit more, and then, you know, 8% beers, those Belgian beers, they do really well. They taste really well for a little bit stronger.
Yeah, definitely. There's more interest in the taste for sure as you get the higher percentages, and I mean as we're moving on to the tippers and the quippers.
Celeste, what was your first dipper? You can think back.
Yeah, and I was, you know, the first check-in, that, you know, surprisingly, it was actually a Verdant as well, which is their Too Many Opinions watered down the original idea.
Lovely.
And, you know, I think that might be a West Coast, but first...
Why haven't I had that?
Too Many Opinions?
You must have had it, because that was a beer-tasting one as well. You must have had it. I think Cook's got us that. July last year or something. Anyway,
yeah. Sometimes on beer tasting,
you're right. It's a West Coast dipper. That is slash.
Is it a West Coast?
I'm not good at
9% West Coast dipper.
What's it called?
Too many opinions. I don't remember having that, if I'm honest. I've got the can out here and everything. It looks lovely. To be honest,
I've never checked that in.
I think it was Verdant. I mean, they're obviously an East Coast, New England IPA, but I think that it was their trial of a West Coast.
You've put where you purchased it, so you've definitely not had that in a beer box.
Got you. So that was... Fair play, that's your first dipper.
Maybe it was Beer Saves, maybe. Not sure, anyway.
It was after Cooksey's beer box, because you've got it in Cooksey's glass, totally blue glass.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, so that was... But yeah, that was the first introduction. And I think probably at the time that was a big, that felt like a big beer, you know, several dippers on. Not so much now, but I think at the time, I mean, that's how much has changed, I think, with the dipper. It's almost mainstream now, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
That's, I mean, sometimes I wonder if we should just do dippers and tippers. As I think, you know, and
just go big.
I guess when we come into in a bit into news, I'll retouch on that. But I do sometimes wonder if that's just what we should do. Just, you know, hang our bollocks out and just say, you know, that's what we do. Dippers and tippers.
Yeah, I can remember being when I was in Cornwall last year talking to the owner of Red Elephant. Shout out if he's listening. I doubt he is. But he and I were chatting about stronger beers in his shop, and he said, as it sounds.
Make sure you tag him, JP. Make sure you tag him.
Anyway. I'll tag him in it. I'll tag the shop in. But he said to me, would have been, what, October last year? He said, it's been the year of the tipper. It's been the year of the stronger beer. And he and I laughed a little bit because he said, like, the likes of Wylam, the likes of Cloudwater, some of the bigger sort of craft hitters disappeared a while. They disappeared for a while with the stronger beers. They were obviously trying to just brew slightly sessionable IPAs. They were keeping away from the stronger beers. Then they realised, no, actually, people want the stronger beers. So flip reversed, and all of a sudden you saw a Wylam tipper, a Cloudwater tipper, and now they're doing a quad IPA. And I think, actually, they're bringing out some table beers. They're bringing out a non-alcoholic beer, you know, part of their pack, which we'll come on to in a little bit. But they've got a quad, you know. The bigger breweries, Polly's have got a quad.
Yeah.
Wylam have got a quad. Brilliant tipper.
I think if you go onto Untappd now and you look at the top 10 rated beers at the moment, I bet you the majority of them are high percentage. I mean, yeah. I've not looked at that.
Seems to be the trend, doesn't it?
What I have looked at is if you look at what the beers I've checked in, and you then do it on the ratings globally, it literally goes in percentage order. It's like the bigger the percentage, the bigger the rating.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And Dave, you were saying your first dipper was a...
So my first dipper, literally, you're going to think I'm some sort of full circle fanboy because I did Looper last time. I've got Duper today. And my first dipper was Crater to the Moon.
Great beer.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Actually, interestingly, Parkson, me and you both gave it a 4. And, you know, Jim, who I guess I look at for his scores, he gave it a 4.25.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a good beer.
For me, that's a 4.5. I'm amazed. I rated it so low, but I can remember drinking that. I can remember, we've got a post on it actually in one of our stories at Craft Days. Yeah, there it is. 4 out of 5. Yeah, good beer.
Apologies now if you can. Duke's now in the room with me now in the kitchen. So at any given point, you may hear the dog snoring, grunting.
We need a fourth member.
The Craft Days mascot.
Yeah, well, Crater's just going that Crater to the Moon is good beer.
Yeah,
I remember that. And actually, hats off to Full Circle because that's fantastic.
So I guess circle the question round.
You've come
What was your first dipper party?
Oh gosh, well, funny that I did a little bit of research. Was going back through what had first dipper for me back in 2018 was the Neo Human Cannonball by Magic Rock, which weighed in at 9.2%. Which I can remember the Cannonball range, the Human Cannonball, the Neo Human Cannonball. You know, I rated this 3.5. Absolute give it hell. I mean, I probably knew then it was going to be Genocide Juice. I knew it was going to be a big macro in the end, so I rated it 3.5. But I tell you what,
had that feeling by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that was magical. It was up at the 4.5s probably right now, the way I score beer.
What was phenomenal? I mean, obviously the 2018, that was before mine and Sless's...
Is that 2018? Yeah, that's like 2 years before.
So what was the Neo Humane Genocide?
Well, yeah. You know, what used to burn your throat. It was, yeah, it was fantastic. They did a great range of beer. So the Human Cannonball, the Neo Human Cannonball, the Unhuman Cannonball as well. So the three in the set, I think, if I remember. There was double, triple, and then the standard IPA, which is fantastic anyway. And yeah, it, you know, we've talked about Magic Rock before. It's a real shame that they sold out a little bit to Kirin, that sort of, what was it, Japanese or whatever, funding sort of war and whatever, which, you know, it's going to divide opinion. We won't go near it, unfortunately, now. It's a shame, but that, yeah, that was my first IPA.
You must have had a few since then.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to know, because it's been one of my favourite styles, actually. It's been one of my favourite styles for the simple fact that you get more in your beer. It is that thicker, that juicier, that kind of, you get more with it. And I think you've got to be careful you don't go too mad and end up drinking dippers everywhere you go. But actually, a lot of people, I think, that drink craft would agree that it's a good style of beer. It's got a lot more to it. It really has.
Do you reckon you'll start to see the dipper on tap soon?
Last year, Dave and I, when Dave comes back, he'll vouch for this. We were out in Worcester and we had a Daya sound machine, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of their dippers. And we had that on tap. And then we had the Full Circle Looper on tap. And I can't remember the rest of the afternoon. You got to be very careful. You got to be so careful. Even the guy said to us behind the bar, which is a great chap who runs the Firefly, he said, "You don't want more than a pint of this." And we necked it because it's gorgeous. You know, it's so tasty.
Especially on a nice summer afternoon, just sat outside. Yeah. I mean, it's going to go down far too easy, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, fast forward 2 hours, I was on the floor. picking myself up trying to get a pizza before going home. I mean, it really is. You just want to drink more of it, but you do have to be careful. That's the problem with your dippers. Capture that taste and that mouthfeel and everything.
Especially now, like, I don't know if it's because the past year had a lot more craft or got more used to it. Yeah. Certainly, I seem to remember feeling like a dipper was a lot stronger than I feel like it is now. You know,
oh, it's child's play, isn't it, for us now?
Exactly.
it's a Monday lunchtime drink, you know, before work. Not quite, but yeah.
Exactly, well, but yeah.
Funny on that, because I was looking at the can of the Duper can. How many units are you allowed to have before you can drive?
Is it?
I don't. I think as soon as you open it, I think you're over the limit.
I think, isn't it 2 units?
Right, so a dipper, Duper, is 3.6 units.
Crikey. Couldn't even look at the car.
You can smell it, basically.
So half a pint in, you're done.
Yeah, and Dave, we were just saying, actually, you and I last year had a pint of the Sound Machine by Daya, which was a dipper.
Yeah.
And then we had the Looper, and, well, yeah.
The rest is history.
Well, you went home, didn't you? You went home then.
Trying to pick each other up off the floor, I think. but can I just say, by the way, the dipper I'm drinking tonight, the Pixel Party, which is a collab between Abyss and Play, absolutely gorgeous. It's a darker beer, but you wouldn't know, really. With the taste, is phenomenal. So hats off to Abyss and Play. That is a beer that is really, really tasty. I've been a massive fan of Abyss. Shout out to them. And we've had a few play brew beers as well. So really nice to see that collab. We've got a few of that left as well. So big fan of that. I've gone from the Pixel Party to the Duper, and both fantastic beers.
Happy days.
Lovely stuff. I don't know about you boys, but I, instead of having the 4, I'm having the 1 dipper, as opposed to the 4 kind of, you know, pails or whatever sessions. That's how to enjoy a dipper, rather than trying to have 2 or 3.
And I think that's the way sort of craft beer is moving, isn't it? I think that is the movement. It's away from this.
Yeah. So, just picking up on what you've been drinking, we were talking about the other day that actually with a dipper style of beer, it's because it's not sessionable, you know, you're not going to have three or four of those, that actually a dipper is a perfect beer to have in an evening where you're just having the one can. Would you agree, Sless?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I think that's the big difference with the craft beer here. It's that movement away from, you know, it's not about having eight cans in a night. It's about really enjoying the one beer for what it is. I think that's where the dipper and the tippers come. You know, ask me a year ago and I'd be saying, you know, not a chance I'd be drinking a 9% beer. But then would I have a glass of wine at 40%? Yeah, you would.
I think that's
where the craft beer movement, you know, that's where it's moving. You're having one, maybe two, and really enjoying the flavour, you know.
Yeah, agree.
One day.
You've got to forget that it's beer, I think. And you've got to see it as a wine, really, in that someone will have one or two glasses of wine with a meal. And, you know, craft beer isn't about drinking seven or eight and getting hammered on a night. You know, what it's about is about the flavours and enjoying those flavours and things like that. I mean, for me, you know, pre-lockdown 13 months ago, so 2019, I never used to drink at home, And then obviously this kind of craft beer journey happens for me. We get to beer tasting and now I drink at home. You know, what I generally do is do six beers a week, you know, 6 to 8 beers a week over three or four days. And that's the way you've got to drink it, in my opinion. It's you can't sit there and have five or six. You've got to have one and enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. Yeah, I'd agree with you, Dave. Instead of buying, you know, your six cans of Foster's from Tesco, I'm just having a dipper and I'm enjoying it. I'm taking my time with it. And that satisfies me in terms of my evening beer, you know. A tipper as well.
I tell you what, I'd be interested to see, and it's got to be out there somewhere. It's obviously, I used to be, back in the day, I was a chef, and we used to pair wine with food. You know, we'd eat the food that was on the menu, and then we'd think about the wine that went with it. I'm guessing there's got to be a market there for craft beer, where you eat the food and then have, you know, a schooner or a third of a beer to go with it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you mean we know how tasty craft is. No, I'd agree with you, really. I'd absolutely agree. I think there's, you know, there's mileage in saying that just enjoy one or two rather than the four that might be predictably the same, you know, as we've had a dipper and a tipper as well. They do go far. And it's not just about the alcohol content. I mean, crikey, if you could recreate some of the flavours in some of these dippers and tippers in a 0% drink, then crikey, why wouldn't you have that? You can't, unfortunately. I think some of the booze adds to that effect.
Yeah, it definitely adds to that punch, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, that boozy aftertaste is a real treat for me.
Yeah, maybe it helps that the third or fourth beer seems to taste better and better. But
absolutely. Yeah. I think just as we wrap up, you know, we talked about what beers are coming up from Craft Haze. We're looking at some new polys, we're looking at some pressure drops and Twisted Wheel, and we're excited to get what we've got. So new beers coming on from Pressure Drop, Twisted Wheel, Unbarred. And also some Wonder Beyond as well, which are some stronger beers, which are going to be really interesting. So we've got some new beers coming up, which is going to be great. So if anybody's listening, in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see some new beers coming on from us. Some experimental beers, which we're really, really pleased to see come onto the store as well, which is good. You know, next couple of weeks, you're going to see some interesting beers coming on. Some stronger beers as well. We've got some tippers, which is good. So, you know, as we're talking about tippers, it might be that in the next box we talk about tippers and triple IPAs, some stronger beers.
Yeah, but definitely.
On that, it's incredible, isn't it, how they can make such incredibly tasting beer at what, 10-11%?
Yeah, I mean, what's that cloud walk we had the other day? There's muscle memory, was there? No, that was track.
The cloud water one was the one to the NHS, wasn't it? JP, you got it.
I think it was thanks for your support, wasn't it? The 10%, which was about rated 4.3 out of 5 on
Ridiculous.
A real popular beer.
Yeah, we'll definitely come back. One podcast, we'll do the tipper for sure.
Right, quick question, guys. Supermarket beer. Let me expand. Big news this week. Tesco and, you know, I think the best brewery on Untappd, Cloudwater, have kind of joined force a bit. Yeah. But I'm a little bit more worried about the fact they've joined force with Vault City for some reason. Sour, but anyway, we'll go into that in a second. But where do we stand on it? Gateway into craft beer or ruining the industry?
That is the question. I think that's a really good question, Dave. I know it's a surprise to a lot of people. I think reading the Beer with Big Ideas blog that Cloudwater put up about
Should we come back to that in a second? Should we talk about, first of all, gut feeling, Cloudwater Tesco, Gateway to craft beer or ruining? We'll justify it in a minute, JP. Let's talk about gut feeling. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Predominantly, is it a good thing or a bad thing for us at Craft Days?
Go on, Slash.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Just so you know, I've got the right answer.
I'm surprised by it, if I'm honest, because I guess the reason, you know, we got into Craft Days is we support the independents. You know, we are all about the micro. And I think Cloudwater was, you know, like the others, you know, Verdant Track, you know, Daya.
So in Cloudwater, the flagship of independent,
you know.
So in Cloudwater's flagship of independent, mm-hmm. have they just not made it to the Premier League where footballers get ruined?
Yeah, I mean, you could tell.
Should Cloudwater want to stay as this great enigma that's out there, or should they become another Danny Ings?
Yeah, I don't know how you can compare. It's difficult, isn't it? You're right, Dave. How do you compare it? I mean, to Premier League footballers, for me, Cloudwater, you would assume, we're probably sort of like Harry Kane, a valued Premier League footballer that sticks at scoring goals, you know, but then all of a sudden takes a step back and goes, well, actually, I'm going to just play midfield and just assist a load of goals and become a bit of a playmaker. I don't know how you compare it to a Premier League player, actually. It's quite tricky. My view, very quickly, if we're not going to sit on the fence here. I think it's a positive thing for Cloudwater in what they're doing. It's clearly caused a bit of unrest. But what have they done? They've selected breweries that are out of the ordinary, which is a shame to say, but an LGBT brewery, a African origin brewery, two of them, you know, two black or African origin breweries. And a non-alcoholic kind of beer, you know, brewery that's basically focusing on a mental well-being of basically brewing good beer, but with no alcohol. It's a real, it, you know, it's a strange thing.
But you can't knock them for that, though, can you?
Rupert Hoopert comes to our website.
He's a good guy, isn't he, to be fair?
You know, Rupert Hooper has come to our website every month and, you know, spent money. And he comes next month, God bless him, and he sees Cloudwater, and we've got, what's Everyday Affairs on that, Sless? Give me a rough money. All right, he doesn't know. So let's say it's on a fiver. He can get Cloudwater from Tesco at £3.
£6.20,
there you go. Everyday Affairs at £6.20. Look, a really good beer. You know, really enjoyed it. But Everyday Affairs at £6.20, and he can go and get Cloudwater from Tesco at £3. What's he going to do? And then what does that mean for the craft beer situation? Because if everyone starts saying, well, I'm not going to go to Hop Lords or I'm not going to go to Lombardi Rooms, a couple of local beer shops, because I can get them from Tesco instead. And while I'm there, I can pick up my cherry Ocken yogurt. Like, yeah, you know.
I think it only promotes though the micro, doesn't it, more?
Yeah, it separates the facts. You can go. Like,
you want to move away from the. I mean, it's good in the sense that it promotes craft beer more, but I think what we're
Cloudwater are the highest rated brewery on Untappd. I think is that still the case? They were.
They are. Look, you're getting what, four different beers from them in their collaboration range. So there's four, you know, that's four beers from Tesco. Okay, they've also released four other beers in Tesco. So there are now eight Cloudwater beers in Tesco, which is a lot of Cloudwater beers in Tesco.
We've got Cloudwater Pale on. And isn't that the kind of range they've gone after, the Cloudwater IPA?
They are going to put a pale on there.
Just to be real with people, you know, we buy the Cloudwater Pale in. I don't know what we sell it at.
We sell it for £3.85.
Okay, and I don't know what we're buying in, but let's say we buy it in at about £3, right? We get a 3 month life on that can.
Yeah.
So how does a small bottle shop stroke e-commerce business like us?
Yeah, and they're gonna sell their pale through Tesco at £3.
Yeah. So how do we compete?
We don't, do we?
You wouldn't. You move away from it, don't you?
So yeah, I totally get the gateway point. I totally get the people who are on BrewDog and things like that, right? You know, and maybe they'll move on to Cloudwater and Tesco. I totally get the thing. But, you know, without throwing anyone under the bus, I'll use Cal as an example, who has drank BrewDog for the last 12 months and not moved on to something else. So surely we're in a situation where we're going to lose people who just get that they move from BrewDog to Cloudwater within Tesco without ever touching us.
Yeah, it's a really good thing, a really good point to bring up. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes over the next few, you know, weeks and months, to be honest. I guess Craft Haze's journey will focus more on the micro, and we'll have to,
Definitely, and I think it just...
Oh, we've got...
I think in some ways it helps, like, because, you know, I suppose what we've never wanted to have a mass of beers on our website. In fact, quite the opposite. We want to add a small selection of quality micro brewery beers so that people can come onto our website and find the beers you won't find in Tesco.
Yeah, look,
you know, exactly. The Cloudwater shift changes that a little bit, because I think we're all huge fans of Cloudwater, as is many people in craft, so it does shift that. But I think it just pushes the search for the micro even further now.
That's for us to do, isn't it, for our customers, for you guys listening, if you are... We will be searching for the best micro beer that we can give you.
Yeah, and listen, and we're about premium. We've always been about premium. We probably stand above that. I guess my concern would be is 3-4 months ago, there was a clear gateway from supermarket to us. And I worry that's not as clear now.
Well, I think, but the counter to that is I reckon it's going to create a bit of a... It's going to open that gap up more, I reckon, in some ways, because it's going to refocus people a little bit to actually push people towards the micro. You know, I think you're going to think it a little bit more about it, because there's been this blurred line now.
I mean, the flip to that is, now did Cloudwater not get seen as a micro, and are they... Will in 2022, will we not be talking about Cloudwater being the best ranked brewery?
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I guess we just have to see how it pans out. See how it pans out. It's been an interesting, you know, last week. We've seen Cloudwater go to Tesco. We've seen Vault City go to Tesco with two of their sours. So I'm going to go to Tesco this weekend.
We saw Baggies beat Chelsea 5-2.
A lot's happened. You know, it's been a random week. We've not enjoyed it very much, but we will go to the supermarkets next week and see what's available. And, you know, even us who run Craft Haze, who are going to provide you with some really decent beer from Micros, can go and pick up some beer from Tesco.
Yeah. I think it's the great thing about craft. I think it's forever changing. And that's the bit that I love about it. I think that's the bit we said in the last podcast that we love about it. Beers come and go. There's new beers all the time. That's the best bit about it. It's forever changing. This is just another change.
Oh, you know. And those beers that change every week, they're not in Tesco. They're giving you a thing, you know. So, yeah, I guess the story is that people will have Cloudwater Pale, DDH, IPA and IPA and Dipper. And then they'll see an Everyday Affairs and think, oh, I like that brewery.
You're right.
Yeah, that's the other side to the story.
Yeah. So let's see how it goes. I mean, I guess on that, a little bit of recent news. We can wrap it up. Happy with our beers that are coming out in the next few weeks. Once this podcast comes out, I'm sure there'll be a few new beers on the website for you to check out, which is great. Any other interest or news from you, Mike?
Hello.
Dippers were so good. He turned him into Dippers.
That's Dippers me gone.
To the so pizza. Good they. So good they. Triple IPA'd it.
We've got the April multi-pack that I think has got a great selection, to be fair. And get on it, everyone.
Absolutely. Go and check us out. If you haven't, give us a shout. Dave, any final words from you, my friend?
No, I think we'll try and be a little bit more on point next month. You know, we've dragged it on, letting this podcast come out. You know, it's been a bit too long. We'll try and be a little bit quicker, a little bit more on it. And, you know, the weather's about to turn and it's perfect time to put a couple of burgers on the barbecue and have a dipper.
Absolutely. We look forward to introducing some new craft to you all. Have a fantastic April. We'll speak to you in May. Thank you all for listening again. We really, really appreciate it, even if it's just one of you. Thank you for taking your time out to listen to us. We've been Craft Haze. Thank you, Mike.
Cheers. Cheers, everyone.
Thank you, Dave.
Cheers, Parksy. Thank you, JP.
Thank you all. Have a great April. Take it easy. Bye. We'll be right back.